When she was 22, Kasia Crosby was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She saw psychiatrists, therapists, and tried to manage her illness. Yet, she had a manic episode when she was 35. The first thing she was asked was,
"Are you taking your medication?"
Yes, she was, she says, but she knew they wouldn't save her. In fact, at times, she suffered because of them.
"I lost memory. I could not read a children's book. I could not draw a clock."
She became crippled and paralyzed by the illness.
"You know, the matrix of things that can go wrong do go wrong every day."
Crosby was caught in the matrix of finding treatment and medication, paying for it, and often fighting for it. Stephen Sharfstein, president and CEO of Shepherd Pratt & Towson, says there is an overall shortage of psychiatrists, and many won't take insurance because the reimbursement rates are much lower than other specialists. It creates a public health problem.
There are a lot of people who suffer in our society for health, but mostly mental health problems, who don't go for care. It's just a tragedy in this country that the three largest psychiatric institutions are the Cook County Jail, Rikers Island, and the Los Angeles County Jail.
Sharfstein says someone needs to bring the stick to solve the shortage problem. Sharfstein's son, Joshua Sharfstein, State Secretary of Health and Mental Hygiene, is trying to do just that by addressing the adequacy of insurance networks. That is, are there enough providers to meet mental health needs?
If a patient can't find a doctor, that's an adequacy issue. We're going to do more in that regard than has ever been done.
Josh Sharfstein also chairs the board of the Maryland Health Exchange, and it's in that role that he'll try to get a handle on the problem by determining how many providers are in the exchange and how many the insurance networks need.
The exchange, I think, could require corrective action or could just delist the plan and make it so that the plan couldn't sell anymore in the exchange.
He says that could benefit all Marylanders.
In the private sector, they don't do a lot, and I think they will have to do more.
In the public sector in Maryland, Sharfstein's department raised Medicaid reimbursement rates for psychiatrists by 20% on July 1st. That raises good news for Jesse Fask, a clinical social worker who works primarily with children whose families are on Medicaid.
It's very hard to find child psychiatrists who will take Medicaid.
He says he tries to work with their primary care physicians, but
if they need something more than sort of like a ADHD medicine or sort of a simple, maybe antidepressant, a lot of doctors are not willing to do that. And a lot of times I'll have to refer them to maybe some of the hospitals will do it.
Raising reimbursements may help attract more psychiatrists. It's a step in the right direction, says Stephen Sharfstein. But the overall cost for the private insurance system to adequately care for all the people on its network is going to be very high, he says.
I think right now we need to be focused on making this work. The step after this, I think, is to make sure that what we do works, evidence-based treatments, because I believe that the fee-for-service system is going to change. It's too costly. There's going to be much more bundling of payments.
That's exactly what Peter Bielenson, president and CEO of Evergreen Healthcare Cooperative, is trying to do. In one of their two plans, they don't take fee-for-service. That means rather than worry about reimbursements, they offer behavioral health professionals flat salaries. It's a more innovative approach, the co-op says, and they've not had a problem attracting the providers. It might not be the magic pill, but he thinks it's a start. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.